My dad is bigger than your dad. Isaiah chapter 37, verse 6. And Isaiah said unto them, Thus shall you say unto your master, Thus saith the Lord, Be not afraid of the words that thou hast heard, wherewith the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. Yes, God says to his children when in fear, Be not afraid. No, be not afraid, child of God. Thy God is on thy side. Be not afraid of the words. Oh, how many times the enemies of God hurl missiles of insults and pride at the children of God. They huff and they puff and they threaten to blow the house down. If only they were able, they truly would devour us. But God does not let them devour us. God will ever protect what is His. He will always defend what He has put His name on, either by sending a blast upon them or delivering His children from their clutches. God is able to do either. Our confidence must be in our Heavenly Father. When we are children, we think so much of our fathers. There is no one in the world that can defeat our earthly fathers. My dad is bigger than your dad. My dad can beat your dad. We have great confidence in them. But then there comes a day when we grow older and we realize our fathers are not immortal, but they are flesh and blood. But it is not so with our Heavenly Father. He is immortal, and no one can beat our Heavenly Father. Did not Jesus say the same thing? And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Jesus said, My Father is greater than all. My dad is bigger, tougher, stronger than your dad, and he can beat your dad. Jesus bragged on his Heavenly Father and told the world, the devil, and all his minions that my dad is bigger than your dad. He can defeat the devil. And if I am in my Father's hand, you cannot pluck me from my Father's hand. So then must our confidence be the same as a child's, and know that our Father cannot be defeated, and He will defend us, but in His own way and His own timing. Because He is all-knowing, He knows the best way to defend us. We would wish a mighty rushing army would come down and defend us, but our Father knows what is best. He will mete out the best plan of deliverance. Because He is omnipotent, all-powerful, He is not concerned with the timing of His deliverance. It is always on time and with much power. Learn to see the Father the same way Jesus did, and trust in the Father for deliverance and the timing of His deliverance. For our Heavenly Father is greater than all. That childlike faith, that childlike understanding of how big our God is, how big our Father is, needs to be carried on as we grow older in the Lord, and we need to trust Him as a child trusts his father and sees his father as big as a mountain. We ought to see God bigger than that. My God is greater than all. My Father is greater than all. My dad can beat your dad.